So, good morning. 早安。我今天还是需要用中英文两个语言来演讲。And so I think I have to speak in both languages today again, and I have to translate for myself. 那我需要替自己翻译。那通常替自己翻译的时候，可能会忘东忘西的。所以如果我忘了什么，你们就大声的讲出来没关系。So I'm gonna be like going back and forth in Chinese and English, and my memory is not that good. So if I'm missing something, if you think I missed like half of my talk, just yell that out, say you missed something. So it will help me. Sounds good? Okay. So 今天这个讲座叫做中文叫做禅修奇幻之旅。如何与内在的野兽开始意想不到的对话？那这个 title 是从这个李安的电影《少年派的奇幻之旅》的这个来的一个这个什么概念，来的一个概念。So the title for today is called Life of Pi, A Journey of Chan.How to form an inner connection with our inner beast. So the reason I use this title is that Ang Lee just had a great film recently this year. It's called Life of Pi. So I figure, you know, if I want people to come to my talk, I should borrow something that sounds popular. So, okay. So that's the whole reason I use this. Okay. Now, how many of you actually saw the movie? Just curious.有多少人看了李安这个电影呢？Okay, one, two, okay. That's not too many, okay. So this talk does. So how many of you thought I'm going to play the film here today? Okay. Right. 那有多少人以为我今天会在这边放电影的？没有，很好。因为如果你以为我会放电影的话，那你可能你会蛮失望的。对，没错。没关系，失望很好，失望是让我们学到禅法的一个东西来说。OK, 那为什么我会用这个李安的电影的 title 呢？那我觉得其中一个原因是因为我觉得李安的电影他其实都会给你看一个东西，但是他的背后都会有另外一个含义在。So why do I use Ang Lee's film? Because I think in general, Ang Lee, when he has a movie, he usually haveThe story, but then there's a story behind the story. So I think that's a good way to, good material to use to help us understand our life because a lot of time our life has a story and there's a story behind the story. 所以李安的电影它都是很有那个寓意性的，就是它有都有很多含义在后面。那这个电影很多人没看过嘛，对不对？但是你们知道这个电影是什么，有跟什么有关吗？有一只老虎，哎，对，好，你已经把这个整部电影讲完了，好，谢谢。对，so how many for those who never seen the movie, do you know what the movie is about? No, okay, so it's about a boy who tried to survive with a tiger on the ocean on a little boat.And that's the whole movie. Okay. So, just in case you missed it, that's what the movie is about. A little boy, they got trapped. Not trapped, but they were on the sea and there's an accident. So he jumped onto the survivor boat and then a bunch of animals jump on the boat with him and then he had to try to survive on the ocean with a bunch of animals. And eventually there's tiger and him left. So I think I already told you like the majority of the plot.The film. So, what are we going to talk about today? We're going to talk about the tiger. We're going to talk about the tiger. What does tiger, I mean, in the film, the little boy is living with the tiger in the sea. But what does the tiger represent in our life? That's what we need to discuss today. So, this Li An's movie, in the movie, he's a little boy, a Indian boy, with a tiger.在一个海上生存。那今天我们的主题到底是什么呢？我们今天的主题就是要讨论这个老虎的寓意是什么，这个老虎的含义是什么，这个老虎在我们生命中代表什么。Sounds good? Okay. 好, 那, by the way, when I usually give a talk, I'm not one of those speakers that just keep talking. I usually like to get into a dialogue with my audience, so feel free to have a discussion with me anytime. 我跟其他的那个演讲者不太的地方是我通常不会一直讲。 我通常会希望跟那个听众有点互动，所以如果你们有什么问题的话，就欢迎可以举手发问这样，好不好？那因为我平常是在大学教书的，那如果你是我的学生的话，你们是一定要举手互动的，因为没有举手互动的话会少10分啊。那这边呢，那这边我不能跟你扣分了，所以我只能请你们大家有兴趣的话，踊跃那个跟我们讨论那。 因为我觉得这个有时候啊，演讲是死的，讨论是活的。我带来的东西可能是死的，但是跟大家的经验合在一起的话，会变成活的东西，所以可以让大家都会有更有受用这样子。So the reason why I always ask people to contribute into the lecture is because the lecture is very concrete. Only when you bring your story in, then the lecture can become alive. So if you can do that, that would be great. So question number one. What do you think is the tiger represent? All right, we're not gonna meditate all thing. Yeah. Huh? The bad side of your mind. Ah, good. So the tiger represents the bad side of our mind. So it could be things like vexations, hatred, vexations, or anger, or sadness, right? 那第一个问题，我刚才问的问题是，那个你们觉得老虎代表什么？在这个，既然今天我们是要讨论这个老虎，那你觉得这个老虎是代表什么？ 那刚才有力量的听众已经发表说，老虎可以是代表我们的烦恼，老虎也可以代表我们内心的一些不好的东西。那请问一下，每个人内心都有一些不好的东西吗？啊，是。不是的话，请来找我，我可以帮你找一点东西出来。OK, so do we all have a tiger in our mind? And so if you don't have the tiger, please let me know. I can help you to get some out. Okay. In fact, after an hour and a half, if you don't like it, if you don't like my talk, you already have vexations. So I successfully create some tiger for you right away, right? Now let's move over. So we're gonna focus on two things today. The first thing is, what is the beast? What is the tiger in general? And the second part of the lecture is, how do we tame our beast? Right. The first part is, what is the beast? And the second part is, how do we tame the beast? And specifically, I will talk about three ways of helping us to tame the beast. The first thing is called mindfulness. The second thing is called acceptance. And the third thing is called value. Sounds good? So first part of the lecture, what is the beast? Second part of the lecture, how to tame the beast. 所以这个演讲有两个重点。第一个重点是这个我们的内心的野兽是什么？我们内心的野兽是什么？那第二个重点是我们如何跟我们的内心的野兽 我们如何驯服我们内心的野兽？那基本上如何驯服我们内心的野兽有三个重点，我会讨论到。第一个重点是 mindfulness， 然后中文 mindfulness 可能有很多不同的中文，其实有很多翻译，有这个 mindfulness， 台湾最常见的翻译是正念，那但是有时候是觉照，那有时候是。 我看看还有内观，所以这可能都这几个是会常用的一个中文翻译，但是英文就是 mindfulness。那 那 acceptance 比较好翻译哦， acceptance 就是接受，然后第三个是 value， 价值观，价值，人生的价值，所以这有三个东西我们会讨论到。So, let's talk about the beast first. So, what is the beast?So this is actually like 80% of the movie looks like this. Okay? And they're just moving around on the boat. Just in case you missed it. Okay? The very good movie. 所以那个这个电影啊八成以上看到的镜头就是差不多就这样子啊。就是一个男孩跟一个老虎在船上跑来跑去跑来跑去。啊对后来都变瘦没错就是对这个就是从胖胖的变到瘦瘦老虎也变瘦了对没啊没得吃没得吃嗯讲到吃忽然让我想起来我没吃早餐但是讲到吃呢等一下我们要讨论到这个我们的老虎我们内心的老虎是吃什么东西这很重要对我们内心也有老虎的话那我们怎么把这个老虎养大呢对对这个也是一个譬喻嘛对我们怎么把我们的烦恼越养越大只对是这样子嗯然后我们自己越来越消瘦对嗯那我们刚才讲到这个老虎的譬喻是烦恼嘛烦恼那我们也刚才也讲到说这个其实人的烦恼都是每个人都会有的每个人都会有的那为什么会从烦恼开始讲起呢因为我想我今天的演讲哦，虽然说是在禅中心讲但是其实我的演讲大部分都是比较是西方心理学有关不是东方的那个佛学哦，因为我本身是学西方心理学的那我的兴趣是希望把一些西方心理学的东西让介绍给大家有学佛的人那由你们来觉得诶这个东西跟我学的佛法有没有相应然后因为我个人本身是觉得有时候很多时候西方的一些理论跟道理可以帮助有对我对那个佛法的了解会更有帮助那所以我也是希望同样的东西可以对你一样有帮助那为什么会从这个烦恼开始讲起呢苦跟烦恼开始讲起呢因为这个苦跟烦恼是这个三法印的其中一个嘛三法印那其中一个你们今天可以做的就是诶我今天讲的这个东西跟这个虽然是从西方心理学发展出来的那但是跟东方的佛法里面的三法印有没有相应有没有相应这样大家可以了解吗 So I'm going to start with vexation first and also I want toMake a note that every time when I give a talk, my talk is really more about Western psychology than the Eastern Buddhism. And the main purpose of that is to introduce you what's from the West. And hopefully what's from the West can help you have some understanding of what's from the East. Because after all, doesn't matter if you're from the West or the East, you're going to have vexations. And doesn't matter which culture you're from,We all have some ways of understanding what vexation is about. Right. So in America, suffering is pretty relevant and common, right? And if you look at the statistics, about 30% of all adults in, any given point in time. So right now, if we just go around and ask people around,Are you okay? About 30% of people are not so okay. 30%. Okay? And if you look at in a given lifetime, if we walk around and start to ask people, during any time of your life, have you not feeling so okay? At least 50% of people will say that no, at some point of their life, they're not doing so okay. Psychologically speaking, right? Psychological disorder.And among those 50% who are saying that's okay, about 80% of them tend to have something more serious. A serious psychological disorder. Serious psychological disorder. And almost 100%, almost 100% of people sometime in their life will have some thoughts of killing themselves. Or maybe killing some other people. But anyway, the point is suffering is pretty universal and common. Vexation is very common. Right? 所以这个苦, 我们今天是从老虎开始讲起, 因为老虎其实在我们这个演讲里 就是代表烦恼与苦。 那苦为什么要从苦讲起? 因为苦是非常的 普遍性的。 那以美国来讲好了, 那个三成的, 你如果我们现在开始走来走去, 问大家, 诶, 你的心理健康好不好? 差不多有三成的人, 目前心理健康不是很健康, 有三成。 那你如果问每个人, 那你这辈子, 心理健康健不健康呢? 差不多有五成的人, 在某个, 他们的这一辈子的某个阶段心理不是很健康。 那这五成里面的人呢, 有八成的人的心理健康是非常不健康。 那你如果再更下去看的话, 几乎每个人这辈子在某个时候都会想到要自杀。 所以为什么今天要从这里开始讲起? 因为这个烦恼人人都有。 那佛陀也是从烦恼开始讲起的嘛, 对不对? 诶, 是。 At US, but if you look at other country, similar. I think the labels might be different. The labels might be different, but if you say, are people having a lot of vexation in the past? I believe. Huh? Maybe they're less vexed? Yeah. I think it's possible, but since I don't live in the past, so I cannot tell you that. I mean, yeah. Ah. Yes. Okay, so I guess your point is that you believe that vexation, people should have vexation way before our time. Sure. Okay, so, well, I think we can save this part for the second part of the lecture, which is where the vexations come from. But part of it, you said, is desire, right? That's the teaching from our Buddhism, right? Desire has something to do with it, right? It's not so much of desire, but it's a grasping of desire. I would say that's the point of view. Now, 所以刚才对不起啊，那个要这个还要翻译嘛，还是要翻译啊，Agnes说要翻译，那我赶快翻译啊。那个其实刚才那个这位居士就在问，那这个几千年前的人是不是有同样的这种我刚才讲的这个同样的数据？那我简单来讲是我不知道，但是我知道的是以前的人一定是有烦恼的。如果以前人没烦恼的话，那佛陀大概没什么好讲的，对不对？那大家就可以回家了，休息了哈。 好，那所以有没有烦恼？一定有的。那怎么样去诠释这个烦恼？每个年代、每个朝代都不一样，这样应该这样讲好了，好吧？那 psychological pain. So another way to talk about vexation or suffering is really psychological pain. And this is just a common picture of what we have in our head all the time, right? So what are the psychological pain? Things like, there's something wrong with me. My heart is racing. My parents are all at fault. I mean, no one will love me. I just want out. You notice how when we're vexed, there are many ideas flying in our head all the time, like, just like this. Can you notice that? 那个很多时候啊，你们去稍微观察一下烦恼啊。观察一下烦恼，你会发觉说那个烦恼在我们头脑里面飞来飞去啊。譬如说那个很多念头啊，我们这个尤其是有学过打坐之后，一坐下来马上哇，好多个念头，万马奔腾啊，万烦恼奔腾这样。那什么烦恼？譬如说那我们里面都很多内心的不安嘛。譬如说我好孤独啊，我的都是我父母的错啊。或者是没有人会爱我啊，反正这种类似的烦恼都是会在我们脑海里跑来跑去，尤其是我们如果恐惧啊生气的时候，这些念头会跑出来特别多。Make sense? Yeah, okay. Now, here's the interesting thing. If you kick a dog, the dog will feel the pain and run away.Because the dog knows how to avoid pain. Yes? Right. Now, how can a person avoid pain? If the pain can be brought to your mind by anything related to that pain. In other words, the psychological pain is very different than the physical pain. Right? If you're a dog, you can just run away from the pain. But psychological pain, can you actually run away from your psychological pain?That's the interesting question, right? Especially if anything that's related, if the pain is related to anything that can be reminded us of. So, for example, your mother yelled at you, right? And your mother liked to wear a red dress. And next time you see someone wear a red dress, it reminds you of your mother, and then you're in pain. So how do you run away from something like that?那另外我们可以讲这个心理的痛苦啊，心理的痛苦啊，就是烦恼就是心理的痛苦嘛。那这个心理的痛苦是一个蛮特殊的一个状况，因为如果我们今天有一只狗，你踢一只狗的话，这只狗会痛，那这只狗会跑掉，会跑掉。那但是我们那个心理的痛不太一样，我们的心理的痛是很难跑掉的，因为我们日常生活只要心里有痛，我们要去逃避它是很难的，因为很多时候很多事情都会让我们想起这心里的痛，不像这个狗只要不要看到你就好了，很多时候是我们没办法跑掉的。譬如说你妈妈今天骂你，你妈妈喜欢穿红色的，你等一下看到一个人穿红色你就想起你妈妈了，对，所以这个是不好跑掉的，不好跑掉的。 So 那你如果再继续去观察我们的这个心理的痛的话，心理的痛有一个很好的现象，那这个好玩的现象可以以现下这个例子来诠释。譬如说，那这边有一个填充题啊，第一个是如果空白，如果某某某某某某不是一个问题的话，我一定会空白。那或是如果我没有空白，我一定会空白。那你如果去把你那个心理的痛用这个的方式来诠释的话，会让你更了解我们的心理的痛是为什么会是个问题。So here are just an example of to describing the problem with the pain that we have. Just to let you know.If, and here are two sentences that I can try out. If blank weren't such a problem for me, I would blank. Or here's another one. If I didn't have blank, I would blank. And you can fill in the stuff that you want to fill in using this exercise. So, for example, if anger weren't such a problem for me, I would have more intimate relationships. That's one. Another one is, if I didn't have so much stress, I would work harder at my career and I would try to find the job I always dream of having. 所以这个如果就给个例子好了，如果愤怒不是一个问题的话，我一定可以有更多的好的亲密的关系。或是如果我没有这么的累的话，我一定会工作的更好，做的更好，然后我一定会有一个更好的职业。那你其实你去观察我们内心的一些烦恼，是不是常常有这种类似这样子的一些这个什么铺局，不是铺局哦，这个就是类似这样。那你如果仔细观察，譬如说我现在看给你讲的这两个这个例子的话，你会发觉这两面这两个例子里面都有两种不同的那个 psychological pain， 有两种 psychological pain， 有两种的那个烦恼，有两种烦恼在里面。So if you pay attention to the example I gave you, in general, our psychological pain has two types. We have two types of psychological pain. The first type, it's called pain of presence. Pain of presence means that issues that are present that you wish to go away. So,the first type of problem that we have is things we want them to go away. The second type of problem is pain of absence. The pain of not having something due to the pain of presence. You see how that works? 所以这个心理的那个烦恼其实有基本上有两种哦。第一种是我们这个英文叫做 pain of presence, 就是现有的烦恼，现有的烦恼。也就是说你现在有一个问题，你很想这个问题走掉，你很想把这个问题给踢开。那另外一种烦恼是 pain of absence， 就是没有的烦恼，一个是有的烦恼，一个是没有的烦恼。那这个所谓的没有的烦恼就是你的烦恼是因为你没有这个东西。那为什么没有这个东西，是因为你这个 pain of presence 或是这个有的烦恼。I figure that if I just gonna keep translating in Chinese, this lecture gonna last for another 2 days. Okay, I'm gonna try my best. Okay. 啊，没有啊。那哦 ，OK， 那我现在回去这个例子，如果生气不是一个问题的话，我一定会有更多的亲密关系。所以生气就是 pain of presence， 这是有的烦恼，没有亲密关系就是没有的烦恼。那我们通常这个没有的烦恼都是跟这个有的烦恼有关，所以为什么烦恼很难逃避，是因为你只要有个烦恼就会联想到另外一个烦恼，那就是会越陷越，那有一个没有的烦恼就会联想到一个有的烦恼，所以你会越陷越深，有点像那个流沙一掉进烦恼里面就跑不出来。So I was given an example. If anger wasn't such a problem, anger is the pain of presence. I would have more intimate relationship. That would be the pain of absence. So the pain of presence and the pain of absence tend to relate to each other all the time. One reminds you another. One reminds you another. So that's why it's a problem. That's why it's a problem.Because one thing relates to another. So we cannot be like a dog, just run away from our pain. Because dog can just run away, but you cannot run away because one pain will remind you another pain. So it's hard to run away. That makes sense? Okay. By the way, before I move on, I should give credit. Because I did not invent this kind of stuff myself. Just in case you think I invented all, no. The stuff I'm talking about here are based on Stephen Hayes' theory. Stephen Hayes, any of you heard of Stephen Hayes here before? No? Okay. Some white guy. So just, okay. a famous Western psychologist, and his theory is called acceptance and commitment therapy. Acceptance and commitment therapy. So the talk here today is really based on ACT. Okay. 那个今天我再继续讲下去，我要先给一个 credit， 就是我今天讲的这个东西不是我自己发明的，而是一个叫做 Stephen Hayes 的一个心理学家，他是在我们这个学界也是蛮有名的一个学者。那他的理论叫做 ACT Acceptance and Commitment Therapy， 那中文可能就是翻成接受与承担，接受与承担治疗，接受与承担疗法，应该是这样讲。So, okay, are we on the same page on why suffering psychological pain is hard to run away? Because one pain will link you to another pain. Okay? Okay. So, the more you try to run away from the pain of the presence,the more you're going to have the pain of absence. That makes sense? The more you want to get rid of your anger, the more pain you're going to have regarding not having intimate relationship. Sounds good? Okay. So this we call, so part of problem with pain, and the part of problem why we're always having pain a lot of time,is really what's called experiential avoidance, right? We try to run away from our experience. Right? So, before we move on, does that make sense to you? That we try to run away from our experience all the time? Okay. So where are the beasts from? You can think of one day,I'll give you an analogy. One day you have a little tiger. Let's say you found a little baby tiger, a little cub. You take the little cub home. Okay. And then you, little cub is, little tiger is cute. You play with it. And every day you're feeding the tiger a little bit because the tiger needs to eat. Right. At first you feed a little milk. Then,afterwards, you feed a little, I don't know, well, the tiger's not vegetarian, so there's no vegetarian food you can feed a tiger with. But you feed, you know, like more milk, a little fish, and then some red meat. Eventually, the tiger is getting bigger. And the bigger it gets, you need to feed the tiger even more. And you better feed the tiger, because if you don't feed the tiger, guess what's going to happen to you?And you have to be very careful with the tiger. Because if you're not careful with the tiger, then I don't know, you heard what happened a few years ago, you know, in Las Vegas, there's guys taming the tiger, and the tiger, you know, they raise them from babies, but they're white lions, not tigers. But nevertheless, the lions will bite them if they're not in a good mood. So what does the little tiger symbolize, and what's the red meat symbolize here? Now, okay,在我们在讲这个烦恼从哪里来之前，我们可以讲一下这个 Little Tiger 的故事啊。譬如想象你有一天找到路上找到一只小老虎，那这只小老虎呢很可爱，你就带回家，你就跟小老虎玩，然后每次就喂小老虎牛奶啊，饼干，但是小老虎不吃饼干，所以你就喂一些小鱼啊，然后长大一点再喂一点红肉啊。那小老虎就越来越大，变成中老虎，再变成大老虎。那老虎越大的时候，你越要喂这个老虎东西。那你不喂的话，是很危险的，对不对？那这个老虎是什么？那这个红肉代表什么？你们觉得呢？你们觉得这个老虎跟红肉是什么？在我们这个以譬喻来讲的话，如果老虎是烦恼，那这个什么是红肉呢？欲望 ，desire 啊 ，good， that's a good start. What kind of desire specifically? Related to what we just talked about here. I mean, there are many different desires. Some are more relevant. Some desire are more relevant to our vexation than others. So, And in Buddhism, we say there are three, in general, there are three kinds of desire, actually. Desire for pleasure, desire of becoming or having something, and then the opposite of those two desires, desire to get rid of something. Huh? Time? Greed, the opposite is 嗔嘛。对。所以贪跟嗔其实是一体两面的。那为什么我会讲这个，那 desire, 这个红肉跟 desire 是有关系，是没错。But more specifically, desire to get rid of your pain. Right? And desire of having something better. You see? So those two are desire. So the more you try to get rid of your psychological pain, it's like you're feeding the tiger. That makes sense? Yeah. 那我现在我要讲中文了。对，那这个我刚才说这个老虎跟这个红肉是什么关系呢？这个老虎如果代表烦恼的话，那这个红肉代表什么呢？这个红肉代表我们的一种执着，我们一种但是是不是任何的执着，而是这种想要把我们这个内心痛苦给踢掉的执着。你越想把你内心的这个烦恼给踢走，你越把这个老虎养得越大。让大家听懂吗？所以这个老虎跟红肉的关系是这样子，老虎跟红肉的关系是这样。那这个老虎是怎么来的呢？老虎是怎么来的呢？以心理学，以 Stephen Hayes 的角度来讲，其中一个原因为什么我们会有很多烦恼呢？跟我们人的语言有关。那这个 Stephen Hayes 他以前本身是做语言的。语言学家，所以他对这个语言有很多的了解。那其中一个烦恼来的原因是跟我们语言有关。那为什么跟我们的语言有关呢？因为我们的语言本身的功能是在最一个其中很重要的功能在于解决问题。那 So one hint, one reason why psychological pain is hard to deal with.According to Stephen Hayes, has something to do with human language, or more specifically, symbols. Human are creatures that create symbols. So language is a symbol, right? We create symbols. And the purpose, one of the main purpose of language and symbol is to solve problems. And just to give you an example, here's an exercise. Imagine you have the three following things. A screw, a toothbrush, and a lighter. Okay? A screw, and a toothbrush, and a tiger.I mean, not a tiger. A lighter. Okay. Now, in your head, the moment I say those three things, you can already picture those three things, right? Pretty straightforward, right? Right. Now, let's say you have a screw on the wall, and you can only have toothbrush and a lighter. How can you get the screw out of the wall?Can you imagine how it works? 那我们现在做一个很简单的，就是语言的能力哦，一个语言能力的测验。譬如说，你有一个那个螺丝起子，螺丝在墙上，然后你有一个牙刷，然后你有一个打火机，那你怎么样可以把这个螺丝从墙上拿出来？基本上，我只要讲到螺丝。牙刷、打火机，你就已经可以在你现在你头脑想象了嘛？那请问你们怎么样把螺丝拿出来 ？So can you come up? Any of you have any idea how to get the screw out of the wall? This is not a trick question either. Anyone? 怎么样把这个墙上的螺丝起子拿出来，用牙刷跟打火机。You use the lighter to what? Burn the screw? Huh? Oh, so use the lighter to burn it. So what happened to the toothbrush? You just clean up the wall afterwards? Okay, I mean, that's a one I never thought of that, but sure. Actually, you can burn down the house and then you get the screw out. Huh? You don't need the toothbrush at all, yes. What would be another way? And what do you... Not lighter. You don't... No, but you have to use the lighter. You see, the point is you have to use those three things. Okay. How those three things fit. Can you see how our language helps us to think about those things? All right. Without language, it's hard to solve this problem, right? Yeah. So how does it work? 有个螺丝在墙上，你要把螺丝拿出来，你只有一个牙刷跟一个打火机。哈，所以螺丝出来多长，这个我也没有想到过。但螺丝很简单的螺丝啊，我们就这样子不近不远，插在墙上，转在墙上，螺丝是转进去的嘛？啊？在敲用敲的，那打火机怎么办？打火机也没有用啊。好 ，OK， 好，那你还有。哦，好，烧一个洞啊，好，然后呢？好 ，OK， 好，那但是我觉得这个是这个大概最接近的答案啊。你如果把打火机来烧牙刷的尾，然后把牙刷的尾弄成一个螺丝这个瓶的形状，就当变成把牙刷变成螺丝起子。然后再把那个螺丝转出来，这样，啊，我们不要把螺丝想得这么紧，好不好？这个在墙上很松的，很一个稍微在螺丝，稍微在一个这样子啊，我们换个例子，把螺丝转进墙上，一样的道理哈。So the point, well, one quick answer is you burn the end of the toothbrush and you make the toothbrush become a screwdriver basically and you use that to deal with the screw. The purpose is not to test your IQ. The purpose to demonstrate how in order to solve this problem we need to use language. So language itself has its usefulness. However, language also creates suffering.Okay, language also creates suffering. Because the human way of approaching the problem can be best stated the following way. The way we deal with problems is really the following. If you don't like something, figure out how to get rid of it and then get rid of it. Right. Do you think that works with our psychological pain? If you don't like something, get rid of it, figure out something.Would that work with our psychological pain? You see? That's the interesting question here. For example, here's another example. Let me translate. 那为什么我们要从语言开始讲起呢？因为语言本身虽然是个工具，但是语言本身也会创造烦恼。语言烦恼也是可以说是从语言，或是我们人用那个很多符号啊。符号跟语言是我们创造出烦恼一个很主要的一个东西哦。那因为我们人本身语言的功能就是用来解决问题， 那基本上我们的人的那个思考逻辑是，如果你不喜欢某个东西，我们要想怎么样把它弄掉，然后再把它弄掉。那这个逻辑大部分是有用的，只是对我们内心的烦恼来讲，你如果是用同样的逻辑来解决我们内心的痛苦或内心的烦恼的话，会比较没有用，会比较没有用。那譬如说，可以，大家可以想象一个黄色的吉普车吗？好，从现在开始下30秒钟，请不要想到黄色的吉普车。好，请现在开始哈。So for example, can you think of a yellow Jeep? Okay, a Jeep that's yellow. Okay, for the next 30 seconds, try not to think of a yellow Jeep. See, that's possible now. Okay. Is it possible? Yeah, it's possible. The moment, why is it very hard? Because, and that's what I said, right? It's hard to get rid of pain when something else that's related to pain can bring up the pain. When you try to get rid of your pain, that reminds you the pain. Right? So avoidance. We call this experiential avoidance. Okay. Language creates suffering because it leads to what's called experiential avoidance. Experiential avoidance. There's a reason why great Zen masters say, the way is not difficult as long as you do not pick and choose. Right? When you do not grasp, when you do not reject, then that's where the great way is. So part of the reason why language create problem is that language lead us to what's called experiential avoidance. 所以为什么这个，那用刚才那个黄色吉普车的概念来讲，为什么这个心里的那个烦恼很难去逃避？因为你只要想要逃避一个东西，你就会把这个烦恼又唤起来，又唤起这个烦恼。你只要想逃避这个烦恼，你只是想更多的烦恼，就像这个黄色吉普车一样。你越不想黄色吉普车，你会越想到更多黄色吉普车。你越不想生气，你不想生气会让你更生气，就是这样子。Okay, sounds good. Okay, good. All right. Experiential avoidance. So one thing we learn from psychology is the more you try to avoid, the more pain, right?So, the rule, if you don't like something, get rid of it, work well for things that's outside of us. For the problem inside of us, the rule is actually a little bit different. For something inside of us, the rule is basically, if you aren't willing to have it, you will. If you aren't willing to have something, you will. 所以这个我们这个平常用语言来解决问题的一个规矩啊，用在外在的问题是比较有用的。就是说，如果有问题，我们想出问题，再来解决问题。这个模式对我们外在的问题，我们本身外在的问题会比较有用，但是对用来对付我们内在的问题是比较没什么用的。对我们内心的烦恼，它那个规则是不太一样的。这个规则是你越不想要，你越会有它。你越不要有烦恼，你越会有烦恼。应该是这样讲。所以你觉得这跟佛法有相应吗？虽然说这个是完全是从西方来的东西啊，但是不管从西方或东方，你如果来看烦恼这个东西的话，你会发觉其实人就是人嘛，烦恼就是烦恼。那我们都可以看得出，为什么人会有更多的烦恼？所以你越逃避烦恼，你烦恼会越多。就像我刚才讲，那这个逃避呢，就是有点像这个红肉了，这个肉喂你那个内心的老虎，你老虎怎么喂大的？就是你给它吃，越吃越多红肉，它越变越大只。So the more you try to avoid your vexation, the more you will have.The tiger within you will become bigger, right? The tiger within you will become bigger. The root of experiential avoidance in in ACT is something called cognitive fusions. Cognitive fusion. And what is cognitive fusion? Cognitive fusion is basically the concept where we treat our thoughts. We treat the thoughts in our head as if they are what they are. Okay. We treat the thoughts as if the thoughts are us. Okay. And the evaluation, when we evaluate our pain, okay, the evaluation become attached to reality with our thoughts. So, what do I mean by that? 所以这个为什么我们会常常想要去逃避我们内心的烦恼？ 那其中一个原因呢，叫做英文叫做 cognitive fusion, cognitive fusion. 那这个 cognitive fusion， 如果用中文来翻的话，可能叫做认知的融合。我们跟我们的那个妄念啊融合在一起的，所以我们才会有烦恼。就是我们把我们的妄念当成是真实的，我们把妄念当成是我们自己。那我们把我们的妄念加在我们平常的日常生活的经验上，这样，所以这个用英文来讲，这个叫做 认知的融合。那譬如说有个例子好了，我们怎么样把我们的这个认知跟我们的经验融合在一起呢？譬如说，请问大家现在嘴巴里都有口水吗？有吗？你觉得你嘴巴的口水 OK 吗？ OK 嘛，对不对？那请大家想象你有个杯子啊，你就是一点一滴的把你口水吐到这个杯子里面。 然后吐啊吐啊吐，吐到满满整杯都是口水。大家可以想象得到吗？那我现在说，那请你把这杯口水再喝下去。你觉得这样子 OK 吗？不太 OK， 为什么呢？为什么不 OK？ 对，师姐。 有谁 OK？ 这是你自己的口水啊，不是别人的。如果是喝，但你要喝你情人的口水也是 OK， 但是重点是你自己的口水。那为什么有没有人会觉得恶心？会恶心，但是这口水在你嘴巴就不恶心吗？看不到。 所以你可以想，你现在可以了解我们是怎么样把我们的这个认知的概念加诸在我们的日常生活的一个经验上，对不对？所以很多时候啊，所谓的认知的融合啊，就是我们 we don't see things as they are, we tend to add something to our experience. 哎，我这个刚才有翻译到吗？这个口水，还希望还没有。 So I was giving an example on saliva for our English speakers. Now, you all have saliva in your mouth, right? Imagine you have an empty cup and you spit the saliva into the cup little by little until you have a 4 glasses of spit. So far, so good. And then, I want you to drink that cup. Are you okay with that? No, you're not okay. Why not? The saliva was from your own mouth. It's the same saliva, right? And the reason we don't drink is because we feel it's disgusting. And why do we feel it's disgusting? Because you add that label to that event. So that's called cognitive fusion. Make sense? Okay. So that is where the problem starts. And it's hard to see this because it's almost like asking a fish to see the water. Okay. 这个认知融合不是很容易看得到的东西，因为它是跟我们随身 随时随地都是跟着我们的，就有点像鱼在水中游泳，很难叫鱼看到水的道理是一样的。So, moving forward, if you understand how our thoughts can cause pain, then you can also see how our thoughts is a building block of the sense of self, the self of I. That make sense? When you think of the self, you have a story about yourself?And the story are made up by what? Made up by symbols and language. Okay. So the most commonly when you think of the self, the way you're going to think about yourself is by having some kind of language or symbols that's used to build up an image of the self. Okay. And,From Buddhism, what have you learned? Are those thoughts you? Based on what we learned. No, right? Alright, so in Zen Master we say, mistaken the illusory mind as the true mind. Alright, mistaken the illusory mind as the true mind. So, the very first thing today you should remember is, if cognitive fusion is the problem, it's one of the problem, one of the core reason of the problem,then do not mistake your thought as you. Descartes would say, well, what's Descartes' famous quote? I think, therefore, I am. I think a Buddhist way of saying wouldn't be, I think, therefore, I am. A Buddhist way of saying is probably more, I think, therefore, that's not where I am. Okay?Wherever thinking is, that's not where you really is. That makes sense? The moment you think you, that's not you. Okay? 所以这个想法会跟我们的这个内心的烦恼有关，也是因为我们把这个想法其实就是一个我的一个东，其实是我们把我加在我们的想法里面的，我们把我们的妄念当成是我，所以这个才是个问题，这才是个问题。那个西方哲学家，那个笛卡斯，他说我思故我在。那我说我们禅法不是我思故我在，我思所以我不在那边啊。所以我们那个只要你想到你那个地方，就绝对不是你真正的你，应该是这样讲。So.Based on what we have talked about today, one thing we should all understand now is symptom reduction might not be the best idea. I know nowadays when people have vexations, depression, anxiety, most commonly people say, can you get rid of my anxiety? Can you get rid of my depression? Right? Because that's our human tendency.Right? We figure out something, we get rid of it. I have depression, let me take some antidepressants, and let me get rid of it. Right? 那为什么有时候在我们现在的医学很多时候都是很 focus 在把那个症状弄掉，譬如说你有忧郁症、恐惧症。我们的目标就是很快的把我们的忧郁弄掉，或是我们的那个焦虑用掉。譬如说吃药，我吃药很快就把忧郁弄不见了。我不是说不应该吃药，我是说这个吃药有它的功能在。吃药有时候我们烦恼太强的时候，要把烦恼减低到可以自己控制的程度，然后再去处理这个烦恼。这是药的功能是在这里，而不是说就是只吃药不做事这样子。So, by the way, I don't want to give people the wrong impression that we shouldn't be using medication.I don't want to give you that wrong idea. Sometimes medication has its purpose. When our depression is too strong, then we use medication to bring down to a manageable level, and we deal with it accordingly. Okay. But in general, I think our society have this symptom reduction mentality, right? Like your insurance company would be like, go see your therapist for 10 times and that's it. You know, no more symptoms, you're good.
Right.
And based on what we talk about today so far, do you think that's a good, and now, I mean, do you think that's an ultimate solution? Really, especially if experiential avoidance is precisely why you're really having a problem to start with. Right. 所以我们这个刚才讲啊，我们这个现在这个社会啊，很多时候就是哎，一有症状，我们就是要把症状给弄掉。其实这个是跟这个整个西医的哲学，就是基本上是比较是解决症状的一种医疗方式嘛。其实跟中医不太一样嘛。譬如说你感冒，西医是把这个症状给解除，中医是比较是哎，这个感冒可能后面有一些其他的因素，我们不是只治标，我们要治本。那有时候是看情形嘛，有时候是要治标，有时候要治本，不是说只是治标而不治本。所以今天我们讲这个内容也是类似的，虽然说我们很多烦恼，但是重点呢不是逃避烦恼，因为逃避烦恼的最后还是不会解决到问题的。我可以给个例子哈。比如说我最近有一个个案，就是因为我本身是心理做有心理治疗，我们都会有个案。那其中一个个案就是哎，他来到诊所，然后他说我想要解决一个问题。我说什么问题？我一天到晚都上那个色情网站，色情网站看色情网站。啊，你们觉得看色情网站是一个问题吗？请问。不是问题，是问题。嗯，不知道，大家念佛念太多了，没听过色情网站这个东西。OK， 色情网站本身是不是问题？这个是，那你觉得多长上色情网站会是个问题？如果是去色情网站不是问题的话，那多长上是个问题？天天上是个问题，是吗？啊，是问题，就看是问题，是看对谁来说。有些人会觉得每天上色情网站没什么问题，有些人会觉得你只要上一次就是问题。譬如说，你如果是天主教徒，你根本一次都不能上的。对不对？你上一次就是问题。那对一些没有宗教信仰的人，没有这个色情网站是一个，如果对一个性态度很开放的人上色情网站，它是个问题吗？不一定嘛，不一定嘛。那 So I'm talking about what I'm having a case as an example of demonstrating symptom reduction.Whether symptom reduction is a good idea or not. So I have a case recently. He come to me and say, Doctor, I want to deal with the problem. I say, what's the problem? He say, I like to go on the porn websites all the time. And my question is, do you think going to the porn website is a problem? Do you think it's a problem? Porn website. I mean, is it normal or not normal? When someone come to you.Say, and I mean, this is something important to think about, right? When someone comes to you and say, I want to get rid of a problem, first of all, you got to know, is that really a problem? Just like now, sometimes people come to you and say, hey, I'm gay and I want to be straight. Do you think that's a problem? Right? I mean, this is getting a little bit more complicated. But, so, it's something to think about. So, 我这个个案呢、啊，他我就问他说，为什么你觉得这是个问题呢？他说因为我觉得我蛮常上的。那从什么时候开始上呢？你觉得他从什么时候就开始每天上？他现在40多岁，他三不五是会上网站，色情网站。那有多长呢？大概哈，你觉得有多长上他？他说他很常上，大概每天，其实也没有很长啦，就是 每几天上一次，每几天上一次，然后每一次可能不是五分钟，就是一小时吧，这样子。那大家觉得这个是问题吗？每几天上一次，这蛮有趣的。我问我大学学生说，那哪是问题？那问禅宗先生，哦，这是问题，这是问题。啊，这个蛮好的譬喻嘛。有些人喝一点点酒就觉得是问题，有些人喝很多不是问题。嗯，好，这个是蛮好的譬喻的。对，所以这个很重要的重点，这是很重要的重点。有时候是不是问题是看本人内心的一个诠释嘛。是不是问题是本人内心的诠释。那他为什么会觉得是有问题？因为他老婆不想要他上这个色情网站。但是很奇怪的是，他老婆其实已经认识他十年了，但他二十多岁的时候就开始上了。所以他老婆也知道他会上，对不对？那为什么是更大的问题呢？因为他上的这个色情的网站不是只是看照片而已，而是他还可以跟人家聊天。那你觉得这个是问题吗？还可以跟另外一个女生聊天，那就是这个就问题就更大了嘛。对，哦，对，他还不是很大方，他都只去免费的那一种啊。而且他去跟人家聊天是那种视讯的聊天，他不是那种重要钱的还比较好，要钱的是可以看漂亮的，那他这是不要钱的，所以看到的都是那个长得比较，我们不要说丑，你说说长得比较安全的好吧？但是他也是很乐此不疲啊，他也是很喜欢上。So why is it a problem for him that going to the website? Because his wife said you shouldn't go on. And why his wife said you shouldn't go on to it? Because not only he's browsing the pictures, he's also chatting online with people. And, chatting with women that he doesn't know. Okay. And it's free, so he's not even chatting with someone who's hot. He's just chatting with another housewife somewhere. And then they're having some dirty talk with each other, maybe, you know? And sometimes they only meet once. They're, you know, they don't have conversation, they meet once. But that's it, for example. So, 回到这个人身上。那你觉得所谓的治标在这个 case 是什么意思呢？治标的意思就是，那我们就不要看了嘛。我们就说从现在开始，我们就不要上。好，问题解决了。你们觉得这样就问题就解决了吗？啊？没有办法解决，为什么？习性。所以我们如果只是把这个行为止住的话，我们没有去看到后面的原因的话，你还是没有解决到所有问题嘛，对不对？但是说学佛其实也是一样嘛，我们有戒定慧嘛。你如果只是用戒，没有定和慧的话，你还是后面的问题还是存在的嘛。当然说戒很重要，但是后面也是很重要，定跟慧还是很重要。所以这一样的道理，就是只是把这个症状解除掉是不够的。So do you think just cutting down the internet use solve his problem? Just stop using internet, that's my job, right? He said, hey doctor, I want to stop internet use. So I say, okay, stop using it. Using whatever method, right? I mean, just stop it, right? I mean, somehow I'm able to get him to stop. Do you think I solve his problem? But you know what? Your insurance company will think that solved the problem. That's how your insurance company evaluate whether they should pay you or not. Symptom reduced, problem solved. Right. Now, why would someone, so this is something interesting for you to think about. Why would someone want to form a relationship online with another person? Right. Even though he has a wife here. I mean, and to make story, I don't want to give you the full detail, but there's a lot of story behind it. Making someone want to form a relationship with someone else on the internet. And that, to figure out a story behind it, that story has a lot to do with the story of the self. Okay, story of the self. So in that, 所以这个我不要给你们那个更多的 detail， 为什么他为什么会想要，为什么一个人会想要去上网，其实到最后就是跟他的自我有关，就是他跟他怎么样看待自己有关。那所以这个是问题的核心在这里啊，问题的核心在这里。So, moving forward, so, yeah, yeah. Sure, because you have to build it as addiction. Right, addiction is a symptom. You have to get rid of addiction. 那其实是说，那这个，那个为什么保险公司会付钱来让他来看我？那因为这个是属于一个上瘾的一个症状，你就是反正美国，我跟你讲，美国你只要想要看心理医生，你只要随便翻个那个，你只要随便怎么找，你都可以有个症状的，所以不用担心，总是有个名堂可以写在你的那个 insurance 上面。So what do we do with our tiger? Well, there are several things. The first thing is mindfulness. The second thing is acceptance. AndMindfulness here in English means the ability to observe the mental events that you have without reacting to it habitually. So the point is we think, that's an ability, but mindfulness means to have the ability to watch your feelings, to have the ability to watchyour thoughts and feelings. So do you understand what I mean? Okay. That's what mindfulness means here. Okay. Without getting too... So a technical definition of mindfulness is the, having non-judgmental awareness of your present moment. Okay. Especially aware of the mental event in your head without reacting to it habitually. 那这个怎么样来驯服你的老虎呢？第一个是内观，正念，就 mindfulness 可以翻成内观好了。内观在心理学来讲的意思是，可以有观察自己心念的能力，可以关照自己心念内心世界的能力。就是你有一个情绪或是有个心念的时候，你有这个能力去看到它，所以。我们有想法，这是一种能力，但是可以看到你的想法是另外一种能力，所以这是一个非常重要的。So the first step of being dealing with the tiger is actually to see the tiger. Then, after you see the tiger, what do you do?You beat the tiger, you get rid of tiger, you kill the tiger. Huh? You learn to embrace and accept the tiger. Okay. So first you need to be able to see that you and a tiger, you are leading. First you need to see there's a tiger. The second thing you need to do is actually to learn to accept the tiger. Because you already know that if you try to get rid of the tiger, what's going to happen?You have two tigers, right? Tiger number one is your pain. What's tiger number two? The feeling of getting rid of the pain is tiger number two. You see? And then if you try to get rid of two tigers, then you have three tigers or four tigers. Yes, four. Yeah, her math is good. We're Chinese people. Our math is very good. Okay, So, 第一个我们所谓的内观呢，就是要有办法可以看到内心的老虎。如果我们把妄念当作是老虎的话，第一可以看到我们内心的老虎。那光这一点其实就需要训练了，这很多人是看不到的。很多时候我们是被我们妄念牵着跑，你连妄念都看不到，你就不用讲下一步。那为什么我们要需要禅坐呢？禅坐就是训练，至少禅坐可以最开始。就是可以训练到有办法观察到我们的妄念，观察到我们妄念。 你要先看到妄念，看到你的老虎，你才知道要怎么做下一步。那看到之后要怎么做呢？看到老虎之后要怎么做呢？要学习去接纳，接纳，接纳这个老虎。所谓的接纳，所谓的接纳不是哦，就让老虎咬我吧。所谓的接纳是可以，我们不去执着它，去观察得到它，但是不去执着它。所以这是接纳的意思，接纳的意思在这里。那其实你如果看这个电影啊，我们回到这个电影来讲，你看这里有个小船，你有一只老虎，然后有个人嘛，对不对？那这个他们的譬喻是什么呢？其实老虎可以是我们第一个烦恼，那这个人呢是什么？我们的是什么？你们觉得？老虎是第一个烦恼的话，那这个人是啊？是心？也不是，是第二个烦恼。因为这个人想要驯服这个老虎。So, in the movie, we have a tiger, and actually at the beginning, you have a whole bunch of other beasts and a person. So, if the tiger is your psychological pain, then what does the person represent here? What does the person represent here? For the English speakers. What do you think that represents? Who's the English speakers here? Raise your hand. I know you are English speaker because you don't look Asian to me. So what do you think that person look like? What is the person? If the tiger is your psychological pain, what would be the person? You. It is you, but it's not you. Actually. It is just another psychological pain. The tiger is your pain number one. Person is actually pain number two. Because pain number two, try to get rid of pain number one. So if you're neither one of them, what are you then? What are you? If you're neither one of them. If you're neither a tiger or pie, what are you? Huh? You're the thinker. But no, I mean, using the analogy here, using this picture here, what would be you? The boat, good. The boat would be you. So to be mindful is to remind yourself you're not a tiger, and you're not Pi, but you're the boat. And would the boat say, I don't like you, so get off my boat? Would the boat say that? Does the boat care what's on the boat? So that would be the acceptance part. That makes sense? Okay, good. But here's the third question, which is the most important part. Yes, we can learn to be mindful. Yeah, we can learn to accept our psychological pain. Then we have less pain. But here's the most important question is the third one. Where are the boat going? That's the most important point. Because without knowing where you're going, it's harder to realize you're the boat. You see? So that's the third part, the value. The value part. What is the value of your life? Because without a value in your life, you're not going to go anywhere. You're not going to go anywhere. Okay. So to deal with the vexation is not so much about reduced symptoms, but vexation will help you to figure out the values in your life. So vexation itself, if you understand it, has some certain wisdom in it. Certain wisdom in it. Of course, there are different wisdom within your vexations, but the most important thing, one simple thing to realize is your vexation will teach you about value. Okay. So where are your boat going? 所以刚才我们在讲，你如果不是老虎，你也不是这个少年派的话，你是什么？你是这个船。那这个，所以发觉到你是船的话，就是代表你已经开始有内观的能力了。那这个船会不会说我不要老虎，我不要人？不会嘛，因为这个船它本身是中 它是可以包容任何东西的。所以这个就是我们所谓的接纳。所以接纳不是说哦我 give up。那最重要的是，最重要的是这个船到底是要往哪个方向走。所以这个往哪个方向走是其实是今天最重要的一个你要去思考一个地方。因为没有一个方向的话，这些都是没什么意义的。没什么意义的。所以这个是你们要我们大家思考。当然如果学禅学更久的话，你会发觉你也不是船。那你是什么呢？啊 ?What are you then? If you're not a boat, you're not a beast, you're not a person, what are you? If, based on Zen Buddhism or Chan Buddhism or Buddhism in general, well,You're really everything, right? You're the ocean, you're the boat, you're the tiger, you're the... Yeah, wisdom within the... Yes, that's right. So they're all you. They're not you, but they're all you. So, see? Yeah. So, 所以那个 one whole, 对。所以这个最后我们要讲的是这个所以我们第一开始要学的是学会诶察觉到我们自己的老虎是什么，然后察觉到诶我们对老虎的挣扎是什么，但然后再察觉到你老虎跟对老虎的挣扎都不是你，你是这个小船，然后再学更久的话，学佛学更久的话会发觉你也不是船，你是大海，你是船，你是老虎，你也是上莲派。So I think I'm going to stop my talk here today and thank you for coming. 我想我今天就讲到这边，谢谢大家能来听我的演讲。